This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
It's 6 o'clock on Dukes and Bell, the number one sports talk show in Atlanta for your ride home.
Bogey Bogdanovich, quarter three. No good. John Collins again with a rebound basket. Johnny Collins makes it 75-70. Right to the hole, puts it up and good. Kevin Huerter with a clutch basket. That ties the game at 84. Pass underneath, Clint Capella jams it home. And the Hawks lead by three now. Now Trey out there dribbling in the middle. Fires a long three. Bang! Trey Young, he just hit the big three and the Hawks lead by six.
Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
Damn, that felt good. It's Dukes and Bell. We're going to have plenty more of that this season. And beyond, guys. Hawks season opener tonight against Luka Doncic, the Mavs, right here at State Farm Arena. We've been down here all day, and to tell you guys, it's a buzz. There's definitely a buzz, even though, you know, these games, you don't look at them the same as you will in the spring.
Right.
They all matter. I want to get off to a great start, and tonight's a great night to do that for our Hawks. Coming up, we're going to talk more about our Braves, guys, but our top three at six is brought to you by New Realm Brewing. Day's getting shorter. You see it already. The night's getting longer. It's a great time to check out their new Sampler 12-pack. Four deliciously refreshing beers that pair perfectly with the Georgia fall, guys. It's only at New Realm Brewing. Check out Hazy Like a Fox, the IPA, the Pilsner. Track them down using the Beer Finder app at NewRealmBrewing.com. Mike, we've kind of, you know, got ourselves amped up. I just feel good about this Braves team, too. I mean, I know we're here.
Right.
Talking about the Hawks. But I just feel good about tonight. And I don't know. Maybe something's in the air, you know?
I was at the Atlanta United match last night, and everybody had their phones out. I was talking to people about what's going on with the Braves once that Braves game started, and you found out what? Home run? Done home run? What? You know, it was Duval home run. Everything got rolling, and everyone was so excited. There's just a real genuine buzz downtown today. People are talking about, obviously, this Hawks team because it's an exciting team. The expectations are really right back to the Eastern Conference Championship or beyond. It's a good time to be in the A. But, Carl, tonight, it's one of those nights. Give me some another set of eyeballs or multiple TVs. Like, you're lucky enough to have that set up, because the Dodgers are—they're reeling. They all the confidence as low as we felt after losing Game Three. We're on top of the world now. We can close these guys out. They have to resort to a bullpen start. They've got to start Albert Pujols at this stage of his career. I mean, we've got a guy in Max Fried who is the coolest, you know, customer we could have on the mound in this situation. So, brother, to go back to the World Series for the first time since 99, I mean, it's like, please. And I mean, I'm not against coming back here, Carl, because we got the home field,
sure.
But still.
Yeah, you want to get
close
it
them out, man, and have everything set up, and then you dictate the tempo, even though you'd be on the road against the American League.
So here's the other thing, and we're going to let you hear from John Collins here in just a second. It's Dukes and Bell, Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. Find us guys on social media as well. Mike Bell, A-T-L, and I'm at Put 'Em Up, see Dukes, the radio show Dukes and Bell 92.9, and this radio station 92.9 The Game. If you win tonight, you also get some rest.
Right, right.
Right? That's the other thing. Now, the World Series isn't slated to start until Tuesday, but Mike said it. You'd be on the road, whether it be in Boston or whether you'd be in Houston.
But you've got a time to set everything up.
Correct.
And however you want to manipulate your rotation.
That's the thing. So close them out as soon as we possibly can, and hopefully we get that done tonight. More on the Braves coming up, guys. John Collins stopped by the show. First time Mike and I had a chance to talk to him since he signed his extension. We like JC a lot, and we think this was the right decision by our Hawks team. But I said to him, he kind of disappeared. He wasn't answering text messages. He was really absent during that whole process.
You got to handle business, man. You got to handle what's in front of you. And, you know, we did, and it's, you know, we're back in the A, baby. Back again to do it big.
Congratulations. Right. Congratulations.
Thank
we're excited for
you. Thank you.
And you're buying lunch, man. Yeah, that's the thing, John, because we talked to you last in the spring, and you were saying, we asked you, hey, is it in the back of your mind? And you said, yeah, it did kind of, you know, bite at you a little bit as it played out. Is that true?
Of course. You know, a big part of what would have been my future if anything would have changed. And obviously, just a monumental point in my career, probably the biggest point up into that until that moment. So I just wanted to make sure, you know, I made the right decision. You know, a lot of good thought went into it, you know, a lot of consulting with, you know, just myself, my family, you know, and everybody that was involved with the decision. So I just wanted to make sure I made the right one, and I was happy with it.
Before we talk hoops, because we got to talk hoops, our season starts on Thursday. We got Luka and company coming in, and the expectations are high, John. You know that. But I'm curious, who's the first person you told once the deal was done? Who did you call? Who was the first person you called?
I don't know. I actually got to maybe go back to my call list. I don't remember if I did call anybody. I think maybe my mom, or maybe my uncle. But I don't really think the first thing I did was make a call. The first thing I did was just, you know, I just sort of turned my phone off and just sort of just thought a little bit, you know, just try to internalize it a little bit. So I'm blanking on it right now, but I sort of did the opposite. You know, okay. I just wanted to reflect a little bit.
Yeah.
It was just such an amazing run. And as you know, you stepping up, every night somebody else was stepping up. And it just seems, put it out there, if Trey's healthy, if DeAndre's healthy, you beat Milwaukee?
I feel like so, man. You know, I feel like we can say that about a lot of things that happened and went around as to, you know, us and, you know, our injuries and how we – I feel like we had the most injuries last year out of all the teams. So I feel like that just gives us an outlook to say, hey, we played this well and did this, you know, played this way without our guys, you know, add a couple more of our better perimeter defenders into the mix. And I feel like you have to give us a little bit more credibility, although you have to give the Bucks their credit as well.
John Collins, our guest, guys. Hawks season opener Thursday night right here on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game. I said, and this is the way I describe it, I'm curious to know what you think about this. I said once the deal gets done, you can just go and breathe, right? And now I don't have to worry about that. Does it relax you in a way that it entices you to play better? I mean, what were you working on this offseason that you feel like you're going to bring to the court this season?
If anything, and maybe, you know, not a skill, but more so a mindset, you know, I feel like the game is slowing down for me a lot. You know, I feel like I'm picking my spots a little bit more. And I'm just able to read the game, you know, at a higher level. You know, I've been trying to watch film, you know, to just watch more basketball. I've been with my, you know, assistant coaches and just trying to understand, you know, plays and positions, actions and tendencies, you know, just to try to improve my basketball instincts with, you know, which I feel like in the long run will always help me, you know, regardless of whatever skills I continue to build, because I'm always working on my dribbling, my shooting, you know, getting stronger. I'm working on everything all the time. So for me now, it's about taking the next step mentally.
And that's one of the things, John, we talked about while the contract was playing out. I don't know how much got back to you, but we were saying, you know, can he create his own shot? And because last year when you put numbers up, and then this team you just played on this last year going to the playoffs, all of a sudden there's other guys that are not leaning on you as much. And so it's like, you know, that was the question we were throwing out there. Is John is obviously an integral part of this, but there's other pieces now which can also pick up the slack every given night.
Yeah, you know, it was always funny to me to hear that side of the argument, as to say that I can't create. And I always, you know, would ask, you know, or just I would want to question people who would to say why I can't create, you know, because, you know, I feel like a lot of the times people, when they look and watch the Hawks before, all they saw was, you know, maybe what they probably saw was Trey throwing me a lob, right?
Right.
So that's obviously like, hey, oh, well, this guy, you know, is just a roller and a rim roller and whoop-de-wop, right? But I feel like as the playoffs went on and I eventually got to show my game, you know, things always balance themselves out. But that was always a funny argument for myself to hear. But just understanding on the ground level that, hey, right, you know, we want to win. Everybody has to eat. Everybody has to be effective. Although I can still continue to improve, you know, and work on my game and get better at everything. You know, sometimes you're not able to show everything because of, you know, the guys around you. And that stands out on our team.
That's what I told Carl. I tried to tell him at all last week.
Don't believe that, JC. Don't believe that.
Man, I know you got a A1 all day, man.
Hey, Solomon.
Man, listen, neither, y'all.
I know. Solomon Hill, 12 years, right? Gallinari, 12
hey,
years. 16 years for Lou, right? Sweet Lou. And my point is, now the young core has been paid. How do you keep it together?
Big shout out to Kayvon.
No doubt.
White Chocolate, Kayvon Herder, baby, we love you, man. I told him congrats today in practice, man, but I got to give him one more shout out to the,
I'm with you.
To the guy, Kayvon, Kevin. Good job, baby.
So the core is paid, right? Obviously, D. Hunter and you know, Cam, they're working towards theirs. My point is, how do you keep it together? How do we not have some of the things we've seen around the league with our core group now that our guys are starting to get recognized for their skill level and being paid as such? How does the leadership play into this?
Yeah, and you know, you sort of just answered it right there. You just have to just sort of lead as well as you can, right? And, you know, my saying is you can't lead someone who doesn't want to be led, right? So if there's anybody who, you know, has, you know, falling off the ship, as I'll say, in any sort of way, then, you know, you try to keep your brothers and held them up as long as you can. But, you know, at the end of the day, you can't really control that, right? You can't really control keeping it together. So, as you said, I just try to lead, do the best I can to just put on the best example as possible for the city of Atlanta, for my teammates, right, for the organization. As I said, you know, those decisions, you know, although it would be fun to make, aren't in my hands, right? So I have to just continue to play ball and be the best teammate I can, because, you know, keeping the young core together in this league is hard.
It is John Collins with us, guys, on the WadeFord.com hotline as we get ready for the kickoff to this season. And, John, expectations now through the roof, as we said. Some injuries here and there. Maybe we could have gone all the way to the finals. Trey is like now, and you all raising your profile. So how do you guys embrace this challenge? Because now you guys to do this stuff.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's part of just our national growth and development, right? You know, showing that you can, you know, do more and earning the right to have more, right, and continuing to prove yourself, right, and the world, right. And I feel like it's just a natural progression of things, right, to be one of those guys in the league that we all want to be. There's certain pressures and there's certain, you know, expectations that come along with it for you producing and being – what, you know, people, you know, rank you or, you know, you say yourself to be in your goals and expectations. So it comes with the territory. You know, I don't really try not to think too much about it. But I just understand that this is the line I got to walk to be one of the better players in the league, or to, you know, as I always say, to be a Hall of Famer. At the end of my career, I want to say that I'm a Hall of Famer. So, you know, it's not going to be an easy journey, but a journey that has to be done.
JC, how's it feel to know you guys wrecked the process?
Sixers are still crying.
Come on now, how's it feel?
Man, we did not. We beat who was in front of us, guys. That's all we did, man. We beat who was in front of us.
I mean, the Knicks are crying. Sixers are crying. We almost made Milwaukee cry.
Oh, man. Well, Jake,
we just be who's in front of us. No, just be who's in front of us, and you keep it pushing, Nate. And, you know, that's a tough situation out there. You don't like to see stuff like that happen, but, you know,
it is what it is.
Hey, it is what it is, man. they got to figure it out over there.
Hey, man,
figure that out.
We wish you nothing but the best. We're happy that the deal is done. We don't have to talk about that no more. We can move forward, and we can focus on dubs, man. Give Kayvon a big high five for us. Let's get this thing started on Thursday night. Trey's ready to roll. I know you guys are ready to get this thing started, man. By the way, a quick update. I know we haven't seen Clint Capella. Is he's okay? We're going to be all right?
Yeah, big fella's doing good, man. Nothing to say about CC, man. We know CC's doing good. And, you know, hopefully he, you know, knock on wood, right? He stays good, sure, and everything continues to go to plan, baby. We're all good.
Hey, thanks, man. Hey, we're live here at State Farm. That's our conversation from earlier this week with John Collins. And, again, if you just catch the tail end, like I just did, you can go to Odyssey.com. We were just rating the Hawks. Chris, there's no Hawks merchandise left. We just ran the Hawks story down here, getting it in before the general public rolls into State Farm, taking it our media privilege to its full advantage. We got plenty more to talk about, guys. If you are just getting your car out of work, obviously the number one story is the Braves and the Dodgers. Dodgers doing a major reshuffling of their lineup tonight. Jorge Soler, there was a lot of talk about when we'd get him back. He is activated for tonight, so Jorge Soler is back. And the Bravos got Max Fried going. We'll talk about it. The biggest game for Max Fried. Can the Braves close it out? It's coming up as we're live from State Farm. The curtain raiser on the 21-22 Hawks season on your home of the Hawks. Sports Radio 92.9. The Game. We're live here at State Farm. Just ran into one of our favorite guys. One of the honchos here with the Hawks. We're just talking about, man, Salsa. One of the brains of the operation, along with our man Steve Koonin and Carl, there is a line that goes all the way down to Marietta Street to get into this place today.
No, there is. I just tried to take a picture. I don't even know if it does it justice, but I'm going to put this out on Twitter and put them up. See, Dukes, to just don't tell me there's not a buzz for our team. Don't tell me that nobody is interested or last year was a fluke. We got a superstar in Trae Young. We got a great squad.
Right.
We went to the Eastern Conference Finals, and we're going to build on that. But, yeah, I just went to the door and was like, oh, my.
Yeah, so it's going to be a packed house tonight here at State Farm. I went online in the secondary ticket markets. If you're looking, you can find a few. But, Sals, we are sold out tonight. Is that correct, sir? Andrew Salzman joins us.
We are sold out. A few SROs remain, and it's going to be rocking in here in State Farm Arena.
Yes, it is. And you know, you are obviously, you've seen this up close and personal. I just want, Steve Koonin said, like, merchandise is up 1,000%, right? And that's around the country. We're talking about not just in Atlanta, guys. But I just want you to talk about, you've seen this transformation where the demand for Hawks stuff and our guys and their gear. I mean, Trey stuff, we just went to the store. He's got his Trae Young, you know, a gear in there and the shoes. It's tight.
It's incredible. It's incredible. And I think, you know, when we got here and Tony and Grant and the team bought in, six plus years ago, they had an idea what they wanted to build. And to see this come to fruition,
yep,
and what we did to make it to the Eastern Conference Finals last year, you know, when we built State Farm Arena, it was about a great night out. Let's have a great night out. And now it's funny, we're talking about, it's a great night out, but now we're really talking about a basketball story.
Right.
Chasing for a championship, and that's super cool to be a part of.
It really is great. And cool ideas. Like, I'm one of the dudes who jumped on that stack pack. So I got section 221, got great seats, got in on that for 10 games. So there's just so many ways to watch the Hawks. By the way, is all that sold out? If people still want to get in? Or how does it work?
There's some limited stuff. And
okay,
definitely get to Hawks.com and check it out. But we're thrilled. And the team really feeds off the energy here. I think we felt that
right
in postseason. How the team really fed off that energy with the Knicks series, Philly, and then obviously the Milwaukee series. Amazing.
Well, we're excited about what this season is going to bring. And you know, we were talking about this earlier, a full season with Nate, right? We're healthy, knock wood, that all, you know, Cam and DeAndre, all these guys.
National exposure.
Yeah, and all these national games.
19 national games this year. I mean, being good is good. having a superstar is good. And I hope you guys,
right,
you know, I hope you guys haven't made plans for Christmas morning, because, you know, at noon, we'll be up in NYC where Trey takes his bow, does his curtain call against the Knickies in the Garden.
Right. Oh, I know.
And I pull some coal out of their stocking.
I can't wait.
Yeah. I'm loving it.
Opening presents and then
right
turning on the game to see my man go off again at the Garden. It's going to be great. Andrew, I just, you know, you guys have done a great job. Talk about the arena, though, because COVID, we kind of forgot, right?
Yeah.
I mean, we didn't get back in here until late in the playoffs. For those who don't remember, this arena has been redone. It's completely different.
We opened State Farm Arena as a brand new building. The only thing that was the same was the roof and the walls. We built a brand new building in what used to be Phillips Arena, and we continue to win awards. And since we've opened, we've been number one in guest experience, number one in food and beverage, which, you know,
guys like
me and Puffy K are all about. And we've created a really great experience. And now, again, that the product on the court is where we're headed and where we like it. It's super fun. So yeah, we want people down here.
No, we talked about it being here for the Philly series and the Bucks series and the Knicks. Obviously, there's such an energy, and there's something you you just don't see anywhere else. We're right across from the swag shop right over here. I mean, you can come get your hair cut.
You don't leave that a barber
shop. I know, barber shop.
I still do tours. I'm like, we have a barber shop in the arena.
But when we're sitting there and you're in like one of those long TV timeouts and some hip-hop artist just gets up and boom, he's singing right there in courtside of the stands. You know, and you come out and you're like, holy crap, so-and-so's here. I mean, it's just one of those things where it's just energy-wise, nobody can match what we've got here in the ATL.
No, it's what this town's special for. And now to see kind of this rising tide, we love what's happening with our friends up at Truist Park and the Atlanta Braves and what they've done. Obviously, UGA, number one. I mean, we're really feeling it that there could be something really special happening in this town, and we're just thrilled to be a part of it.
Well, guys, you heard him. Go on Hawks.com and get on board if you're not already. And again, if you can't do the season thing, we just say this. Take in a game, right?
Sure.
Just come take in a game. Maybe you want to bring the family at one point, but there'll be plenty of opportunities, and our team is good. It is about our Hawks, not the other squad.
And our team extends to the whole team, and that's you guys.
Right.
At 92 on the game, at V103, and what you guys do, and you've been on board for such a long time and really seeing the vision here. So we're thrilled that you're here for opening night. And, again, mi casa, su casa.
Yes, sir. We're going to rock this place. We're going to have some fun tonight, baby.
Can't wait till seven hits.
I'm excited. All right.
We have a beer then or something else. Hey, man, love you, Salsa. Thanks for your hospitality,
thanks,
man.
Andrew.
Again, we're live here at State Farm. As Carl said, he just put the photos up and put them up. See, there's a line all the way out down the street past the CNN, the letters and everything.
Appreciate
as people
you.
Are fired up for the curtain raiser.
Yeah.
Luca versus Trey. Lots been made of that. I don't know about Luca. While Luca was busy getting guys fired, Trey was taking his team all the way to the Eastern Conference Finals last year. And, of course, as Andrew alluded to, we're talking about the Braves, and we mentioned it, again, if you're just getting in the car, you're just saying whatever you're doing, there is some great news for the Braves. Jorge Soler is back off that COVID list. We weren't sure when we were going to get him back, and that dropped this afternoon.
Mike, we need him. And we need him because I trust his bat more than I did Christian Pache.
Yeah, we got some real punchless pinch hit appearances last night, for instance. You know, little D got himself to first base, and I was like, shoot, just bunt him over and maybe he can score on a double. I know he can score on a single,
but
there was just something missing. Jorge gives you that ability, obviously, to go yard, hit a double. So let's see how he responds and how they're going to use him, I would presume, at some point in a pinch hitting role tonight.
Guys, it's going to be fun, not only here, but to see how this Braves game plays out tonight. And you know this. I mean, even last night, you thought the Dodgers got a little energy late, and then boom, you know, we hit them, and it was over. But whatever happens early, let's not panic. We know how these games go, man. And if Fried is, you know, giving up a hit or two, so be it. Let's not panic and feel like we're slipping away from us. We have been in control. Let's think about this. Pretty much every game.
Right.
We should have won game three. They came back. Okay, right. So be it. But last night, we were in control of the game, even though the Dodgers tried to come back late in that one. It didn't happen. Games one and two, late. We make plays, Mike, two walk-offs. So the momentum is all ours, guys. We just hope they take advantage of it.
It's funny, we were just talking about the Hawks there with our buddy Salsa, but it's, you know, the Hawks showed the amazing poise through the playoffs. You know, animal house that was Madison Square Garden to Philadelphia, which is always that. And look how the Braves are handling that hostile environment. You know, anything that, you know, you could have said, Carl, yesterday, and we said it yesterday, because we were down in the dumps a little bit about where we were going.
We were.
And this team just comes out there and punches LA right in the mouth. Again, last night was a night where, you know, we thought, man, Urias throwing a, you know, this guy's an ace, 20-game winner. Knock him out of the box. Now the Dodgers are dealing with their own injury issues. Justin Turner is out. So they got to move. They got to basically shuffle their lineup around. Yeah, you heard it right. Albert Pujols is going to be in the lineup tonight, playing first base and batting sixth for the Dodgers in what could be his final appearance ever in baseball.
Yeah, and he is a future Hall of Famer. You know, went to the Angels. I don't fault him for that. Made a lot of money, Mike. But you know, as with all these great players, right? They tail off at the end, and Pujols can still give you a hit or two. He did last night, and that's what they're kind of hoping tonight. I think this is the most pop for the roster they currently have that they're trying to get and take advantage of. And Max Fried will have his hands full, but I trust in Max, and I think he's going to get the job done. It's Dukes and Bell, guys. We're live at State Farm Arena. We've been talking about the Braves all day long. I do want to mention one other story that came out today, and that is Kirby Smart speaking to the media about JT Daniels, Mike, saying that it looks like Daniels and Stetson Bennett will be both playing as we move forward this season.
Now, does this surprise you? I mean, we know that JT Daniels, and again, I prefer one quarterback over the other. You know, at this rate, if I was running things, I'd just let Stetson Bennett keep rolling.
I would too.
I just don't know. Do I trust Daniels to stay healthy? And I do think, you know, either one of these guys, if you want to be fair to JT Daniels, you want to be fair to Stetson Bennett, you got to let him get him into a rhythm. I don't think it's fair to, you know, jerk a guy. Okay, he's out, you know, in one series and stick another guy back in there. I don't like that.
I was upset when they put Stetson in
there. Remember the South Carolina game?
He throws exactly the pick, right.
Because it just doesn't flow. I don't understand where that's going, but hey, you know what? You know, we talked to Coach Julie. Coach Julie said he would just keep riding with Stetson Bennett because you cannot argue. Coach said himself, this is Coach Dooley, who's been around for 89 years, and he's watched a lot of football, saying just how unbelievably dominant this Georgia defense is and how well they're playing.
So Kirby says today, moving forward, that both quarterbacks will play depending on the game plan once Daniels is healthy enough. He is working his way back. We've talked about it. He's been throwing more in practice. This is a week where, you know, you don't have a game, Mike, so you get a chance to see and test his arm a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But when we get back next week, guys, on Monday, you know, it's Florida game plan time. It's time to put the game plan in and start working towards Florida. But I don't know how I feel about this. I just don't know if this is the way you should go. But Kirby, as I said, he can slow roll it. He does not have to make this decision immediately. And, by the way, if he doesn't play JT Daniels, and let's just say the Dogs are winning against Florida, he doesn't have to. I mean, that's the other part of this. You can say this, Mike, they'll both play based on game plan. But if he doesn't play and they're winning, I don't think any Dog fans are going to be upset.
It's something that was funny when I was out in Athens last week and we were talking about it. I ran into a Georgia fan. He's like, yeah, I heard you and Carl, you're always fretting over this quarterback situation.
Yes, because it's a big deal.
And I told the guy, my name is Al. And I told Al, I said, you know, because we're under the impression that, you know, you look at the NFL, I mean, sorry, you look at the NCAA the last couple of years in football, Carl, you got to score a bunch of points. Like how Clemson and Alabama were in dial-a scores. Ohio State, these are high-scoring games, right?
Yeah.
And Georgia didn't show the ability to do that. Well, this year, Georgia is basically blowing doors, old school style with lights out defense. And so, yeah, I used to say that Stetson Bennett can never be as dynamic as JT Daniels. But I got to be honest, with all the injuries, I can't remember the last time JT Daniels was all that dynamic. And I don't mean to throw him out, you know, throw him out with the bathwater like the way they did with Easton.
Under the impression he had a better arm,
which he does,
than Stetson Bennett. But when you talk about playmaking,
right,
which is what you're talking about with maybe your feet, your escapability, and all of that, here's what Coach Smart said in regards to the Florida game. Both signal callers are going to appear, but he isn't certain who will start. So, that's what he's saying about Florida. All right, guys, it's Dukes and Bell. We're live at State Farm getting ready for opening night. Hawks, Mavs, Mike, we got to get to tonight's game winner.
All right, we're going to go a little nostalgia for you. It's funny because we just saw father and son outside online. You got the picture of everybody coming in. How about this? Your first opening day, any sport, and who was one of the stars? Maybe you were lucky there was a legendary player that played in the game.
Love it.
Like maybe you were a little kid, you saw Dominique. You know, or maybe you were at the old Fulton County Stadium and Bartkowski was playing. How about that? So your first game in any sport, and who was the star you remember from that game? How's that?
I love it, man, because I think that memory stays with everybody for the most part. I think I would think it would.
For me, Shea Stadium, 1974. I was taken in 73, but I don't remember because you remember the color, the green grass, the lights. Got to see Dave Winfield with the Padres, top receiver pitching.
Were they good at that point? I'm trying
to remember. No, the Mets were on the downside. 73 was the last World Series.
Yeah,
77
yeah.
is when Seaver got traded, but Seaver was my guy. But I got to see Dave Winfield with the Padres.
Yeah, that's big, man. For me, I'm going back to, as a kid, early 80s, Roger Staubach. Hmm. First time I went and saw a game.
And my dad had season tickets for the Knicks. My dad was a huge Knicks fan. Bernard King was my guy. Because I missed out on the 70, all those guys. I got to see Bernard King with his fingers taped together.
All right, man. 404-741-0929. There's a father and son tonight that's going to be here, and this will be their first experience.
Right.
What was yours? That's tonight's game winner.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
And the winner is...
Time to take the game winner on Dukes and Bell. Your last chance to sound off on today's show. So don't stink. Call now, 404-741-0929. Today's question.
All right, guys. We are live at State Farm Arena. We were just saying hello to one of our wonderful listeners. He stopped by, said he loves 92.9 The Game, loves Dukes and Bell. It's good to be out with the people. Mike, let's get the question rephrased again.
Yeah, man. It's opening night for the Atlanta Hawks, and I was talking about, you know, when you're a kid, if you're lucky enough to have a dad who loves to take you, or a mom, for that matter, or grandma and granddad to take you out,
true.
What was your first opening day? And in my case, baseball sticks in my noggin. It was Tom Seaver and Dave Winfield, Bernard King. Now, opening day for the Giants was usually a bad experience when I was a child because those teams were terrible. But Rangers opening day was, you know, it was good stuff, man. Back in the day. Going to the Garden, going for hockey, you know how much I'm always, you know, pining about hockey. What was your first, because you lived in Texas where you lived, would you go to Houston, Dallas, where'd you watch your pro sports?
It was the Cowboys. It was a big deal because, you know, they weren't, well, they were still exciting, but in the late 70s, right, the Cowboys went to all those Super Bowls, but it was a Cowboy game, and it was the first time I got a chance to go see what back then was Texas Stadium. The roof was open, and the thing people used to say is God wanted to watch his team on Sunday, so that's why the roof was open at Texas Stadium. But it was an exciting time, man, to just see the star and check all of that out as a kid, because those guys are bigger than life. And the Cowboys, at that time, they truly were America's team. That's how they were being presented. Right. Mike, you watch them on TV. So it was just cool to be at the stadium. Sean, our boss, guys, he says his dad took him to Shea Stadium as a little kid. His first outing, Mike?
Yeah.
Mets Braves. It was John Smoltz's debut.
Nice. Can't beat that, man.
That's crazy.
So that would have been 89 or 90.
Yeah.
Trade for Doyle Alexander and all that.
That's crazy.
That's great, man. Hey, man, so that's our question tonight, 404-741-0929. Any of the major sports, your first opening day as a child, and what do you remember about it? Hey, man, you're on the radio. What you got for us?
Hey, man, Al.
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
What's going on?
Hey, Duke.
Yeah, man.
So you're from Texas.
Yeah, originally. Uh-huh.
Tommy Novus, round one, pick one, 1966, rookie of the year, Atlanta Falcons. I was 11 years old. So that's how long I've been a Falcons fan, baby.
Holy cow. So Fulton County Stadium back in 1966, Carl, with Tommy Novus from Texas, daddy.
And Tommy, one of the all-time greats, man. Tommy, we've said this. If he played right in New York.
I say it all the time.
Or somewhere else.
Chicago.
He would have gotten way more recognition for what he was about.
It's just Atlanta was such a smaller market back then. You just never going to get the same thing. You know, a guy, you could throw names out there like, any of the offensive linemen from back in the day. I mean, Jeff Van Note. If you put Jeff Van Note in a Jets or a Giants uniform, that's a Hall of Fame career, man.
You're absolutely right.
Hey, man, you're on the radio, brother. What do you got for your first opening day?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
I missed the part about opening day. All I was going to tell you was my very, very first baseball game, a major league game, was in 1952. My father took me on a train to New York City, and we saw the Cubs and the Giants. And it was Johnny Antonelli and I think Larry Jansen were pitching. And the next day we went and saw the Yankees and the Philadelphia Athletics, and Bobby Shantz beat Allie Reynolds 2-0.
Wow. Holy cow.
That's awesome.
Now, this is one we can do next year for spring, but my old man, when my parents were separated, the old man, when I was growing up, packing a Marlboro, I say we make a road trip, Mets go to Cincinnati, let's go. And we would follow the Mets, and if they were doing like one of those swings, it would generally be like a Pittsburgh-Cincinnati type road trip.
Yeah, because you could make it down. What's the drive, 6, 7, 8 hours?
Boy, my dad drove.
He drove like him?
Yes, sir. But, yeah, it is great. But we're talking about opening day because it's opening night for your Atlanta Hawks. But I love the one about Tommy Novus at Fulton County.
That's awesome.
For the early Falcons.
And I want to say this to our first caller, too. I told Bo this the other day. You know, my dad's originally from Griffin. I've told this story. So my grandmother, my aunts and uncles, they're from here. and we would come visit. And one of my first experiences baseball was Braves. And I was talking to Bo about this the other day because Bo was born and raised here. And I was saying, for me, from a baseball standpoint, that was one of my first and earliest experiences because coming to Atlanta, and it still may be this way if you live in Griffin, we know you can hear us, was a big deal.
Right.
So we'd come to the A and we'd hang out and do a weekend or whatever. Mike, and going to Old Folk County Stadium, I was like, wow, now you realize what a dump it was compared to the stadiums we have now, right?
But it was, again, just like, I love Shea, just like Fulton County, it was your dump, right?
That's
it was
right.
Your spot.
That's right.
Remember my dad driving through Atlanta, my first experience driving through Atlanta. I think Rick Mailer was pitching for the Braves. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. Opening day, what do you remember about it? Any sport?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
My pops taking the family out to the Oakland Arena to watch the Utah Jazz with Stockton Malone in the late 80s against the Run TMC-led Warriors. And with Manute Bowe. And every time Manute would line up behind the three, the crowd would scream, Manute, don't shoot.
Manute Bowe, man. Wow, good pull, man. Great names of the
his
NBA.
His son is playing, isn't he? I think Manute Bowe's son is a player. Yeah, that's right. Thank you, Chris. What's his name? Bowe Bowe?
Bowe Bowe.
Yeah.
Bowe.
There it is.
Or Bowe Squared, as the kids call him. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for us? Your first opening day, any sport?
Hey, man.
Hey, man.
Oh, I had a bad experience my first opening day. I took this gal I was kind of interested in to the opening day of the Braves and the Phillies. And needless to say, we ain't together no more, and I ain't never going on opening day again.
Wow. Well, I mean, what happened? Like, Al Hrabowski take her off your hands or something? I mean, what the heck's going on here? Maybe it was Brett Butler. Bob Horner got your girl. Bob Horner got your girl. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. What do you got for opening day and your first memories? Any sport?
Hey, man. Braves and Reds, Atlanta Fulton County Stadium. My dad was one of those who liked to keep score. And I found the scorebook a while back, and there was Aaron, Cepeda, Cardi, Rose, Perez, Morgan, Concepcion.
Wow. So the big red machine against the Braves. Wow, how cool is that?
One of my all-time favorite teams. Yeah. The big red machine.
I've got all of those old scores. That's a great thing. I've got all those in a box. My dad kept score, man. That's what you did. They have mustard stains on the scorecards
and
the Kanish.
Do people still do that?
I don't think so. I'm sure.
With cell phones, right?
Yeah. But it was just something you did. You'd get your scorecard. You'd always get your free pencil. You know, you go keep score.
Yeah. Yeah.
Now, Chris says an app.
Well, you know what? It's not the same, Chris.
You know what? And I always think like Skip Carrot.
There's no interaction.
And for those of you scoring at home, that's 6-4-3. But then again, why are you scoring at home?
By the way, I don't even know if people know what the base numbers are anymore. Do they?
I wonder.
Seriously.
I wonder. No, because remember, I used to love Skip would always say that stuff. It's like, if you're scoring at home, and God, why would you be doing that?
No, man. I'll tell you this. When I was covering baseball in the 2000s, mid-2000s to almost to the point where I came to Atlanta, I was still using a scorecard and taking down because things happen in a game and you literally go back and look at that. But, Mike, I haven't done it in over a decade now. But that's interesting.
I think last time I probably kept score, I would have been like 13, 14 years old at Shea.
Wow.
Oh, yeah, man. Wow. Hey, man, you're on the radio, bro. It's home opener. It's opening day in the NBA for your Atlanta Hawks. You're talking about your opening day experience. It could be any sport. What you got for us, man?
Hey, man. Hey, I'm a youngin', so my first time, I was actually a Boy Scout. It was the Atlanta Braves at the Turner Field. Our Boy Scouts got to walk the field with their parents and got to meet Chipper, Sheffield, and all the guys. But it was a good time, but that's mine right there.
That's very cool.
You know what, and that's the other part, Mike. If you get an opportunity, if it's your first game, that's one thing because you remember the smells, the sights, the sounds. But then if you get a chance to meet a player, that's the other part. Like,
right.
And I remember, like, Old Fulton County,
right.
This is why I love Dale Murphy. Little did I know, many years later, you know, we'd have him on the show and we'd do all these different things with Dale. But I remember, like, Dale, Mr. Murphy, and literally, and I've told him this story on the air. He's one of my all-time favorites. I got bats and balls from Dale Murphy, but he was so cool to sign almost every autograph the day I was there.
And I know I've always railed against it, and I get it. I understand the safety ideas, but I hate the fact you got the nets because there was no net. That interaction between the players.
Oh, yeah.
I remember my first Ranger game after the warm-ups, Rod Gilbert, legendary Ranger, just flips, sees you, flips the puck because I was wearing his little jersey. Caught it. You're going to call it a hockey puck.
Sweet.
So you got it. Yes, you get a little spoiled. Anyway, thanks, guys. Great effort tonight and a nice Whitman sampler of all sports experiences.
Yes, sir. Hey, tonight's show is protected by Mimecast, guys. You know the deal. The email of the day is protected by Mimecast. Safeguards your organization against phishing, business email compromise, and the risk of ransomware. Visit Mimecast. That's MIMECAST.com. This comes from Kevin. Kevin emailed us earlier today. Says, Dukes and Bell, I just want the Braves to get back to a World Series. He says, I was not in Atlanta the last time they got to a World Series in 1999, but I was watching and was a fan. Now I'm living here, and they have a chance to go back. I just hope they get it done tonight. Go Braves. Kevin,
right
on. We're with you, brother. Hey, we're coming back. We're going to wrap things up. We'll clear our throats and tell you what's going on tonight with the Hawks and the Mavs, guys. It's Dukes and Bell live at State Farm Arena as we get ready for the home opener on Sports Radio 92.9 The Game.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, 3-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.